You are listening to Embodied People, a podcast co-hosted by Sarah Donahue and myself, Colleen Wall. We are both somatic movement educators and dance professors. We are also faculty at Integrated Movement Studies. In this podcast, we explore all things embodied. We explore anatomy, we explore meaning, metaphor, and how we make sense of out of our lives through our bodies. We also talk about developmental motor patterning, how it affects our psychological and emotional and psychic states as adults. And we really love to offer you movement practices and meditations that deepen your experience of your body so that your body is a generative place for you in your life. That is, it helps guide you towards and supports you in living the life that is most fulfilling for you. This podcast is sponsored by Integrated Movement Studies, and that is a certification program in the Laban-Bartynieff Movement Studies system. And if you'd like more information on Integrated Movement Studies and what the Laban-Bartynieff system is, beyond what we offer in this podcast, you can check out our website, imsmovement.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Embodied People. This is Sarah, and I am bringing you a mini-sode because it's the holidays, so people are probably resting and recuperating and hanging out with family, that sort of thing. So, yeah, this little episode is going to be talking about your kinesphere, and for some reason, this was coming to me at this time of year. I mean, I use it a lot in different parts of my teaching and moving life, but thinking about the space that we inhabit with our bodies, our inner space, our outer space, and how we embody that. So, yeah, let's just jump in. And the first thing is that word that I said, kinesphere. So your kinesphere is, if you think of the word kine is motion and sphere is a round circle around you. So your kinesphere is really like your personal bubble of movement space. And obviously it's like kind of imaginary, kind of. I think it also can really serve you and be felt and be seen and be perceived by others. So a kinesphere, as defined by Rudolf Laban, is the space around you that you can reach with your arms and legs without taking a step. So if you want to try any of this out, I welcome you to. So if you're standing up and you just kind of moving your arms all around you, which we have a lot of mobility with our shoulder joints to find all of the space around us. Maybe you move your leg all around you as well. This could be that you are defining the edges of your kinesphere. So this kinesphere is malleable and adaptable. It can grow and it can shrink. It can change size in this way. I also like to think that it changes shape. So it's not, maybe it's not necessarily like a perfect sphere, but it kind of morphs and changes shape depending on my movement, how I'm moving through the world. I also like to think it could change color. It could change texture. And I think those things have to do with how we are embodying it and how we are connecting our kinesphere to the outside world, to others, to the space around us, to our general space. So perhaps you want to play with this for a little bit, thinking about first defining your kinesphere, really seeing it around you, seeing the size of it. Maybe you can play with bringing it in around you really close. So having a small kinesphere that this bubble is right around you. It's kind of close to your body, but it's still encompassing you. And then you can play with growing your kinesphere out and extending it and making it larger and even larger than your reach space even. I think we can play with this stuff however we want to. So feeling that ability to expand my kinesphere bigger and bigger and bigger, and then back in. And then thinking about like when we would do this, why we would do this, how it might be useful or helpful, or how it might serve us, help us be expressive. So just a couple of examples perhaps that could help illustrate this. I think we change our kinesphere all the time, depending on context, depending on what is happening around us, depending on our mood. So imagine that you are in like a really tight crowd, right? And this might automatically make you feel a certain way. I don't really love big crowds anymore. But it's really like packed in, like you're on a subway, you're in an elevator, you're in, you know, a tight space with a lot of people right around you. And you might notice that your kinesphere has to do something pretty specific. It has to kind of shrink in around you. And I actually, in these moments where I do find myself in like a tight group of people, I notice my kinesphere maybe even more, I'd say, sometimes, because I'm like, okay, here's my space. Here's still my space. It has shrunk more than I want it to, but here is still my bubble. And maybe in a certain way it's protective, or maybe the color changes to like a sort of kind of silvery shimmer so that I'm noticeable to others, perhaps something like that. Let's change our context to imagining that you are out in like the vastness of nature. And I live in Utah and I've always lived in the West. So this one I can connect to pretty well, this sense of just wide open spaces. Like if you've ever been out in the desert or near the Grand Canyon or any of that area, you suddenly feel kind of small, actually, compared to the world around you in those moments. But what does your kinesphere do if you're kind of imagining yourself in that space, that you're out in this little human out in this beautiful, wide open space? Does your kinesphere expand? Mine almost becomes like permeable, like Swiss cheese kind of, because I want to let the air in and the sunshine in. So I feel my kinesphere change a bit in that regard. Another example, if you are someone who gets up in front of people or performs, I think about how my kinesphere really changed when I was performing, how it would, I would try to encompass others. So that could be a different way to think about how you interact with other people. If you have to get up in front of people and give a speech, or you're a teacher, or just have to have like a conversation with somebody or a group of people, or you have a job interview or something like that, how might your kinesphere encompass that situation? And then how about like when you're around your friends, like good friends or family, what happens with your kinesphere compared to if you're around a group of strangers, or you know, walking down a street by yourself with people around you you don't know? And I definitely feel like I, as being like a small woman, I if I'm by myself and I'm out like hiking, which I do, or I'm, you know, walking down the street by myself or something like that, I do feel like I kind of grow my kinesphere in those moments. And I grow it in a sense of like awareness and attentiveness, so that it's very sensitive and kind of alive around me. Because I don't want to have a small kinesphere in that situation. I don't want people to pass by me and think, oh, here's something small. So that's a moment where I feel like I kind of puff up a little bit, like a pufferfish. So play with some ideas if you like, about how your kinesphere might change depending on your context, who you're around, and how you actually have control over this. If you want to change it purposefully, make it a certain color or a certain texture. Another idea I wanted to jump to is thinking about our inner space for a moment. And we've talked about this in different ways before on this podcast, but thinking about my my inner space as this like growing and shrinking three-dimensional ball that's really like at my center. So this is my growing and shrinking. It's my lengthening and shortening and widening and narrowing, all these lots of words we could use. But it's really just this like active, dynamic inner space that is right at the center of my body, right? And we could think about it in terms of like a crystalline form, maybe like you're, like there's an octahedron inside your body that's malleable and moving and growing and shrinking. And how this inner space, the very center of it, where all these maybe dimensions come together, is the center of you, and it's the center of your kinesphere. And that's why sometimes I joke and say, like, you are the center of your universe, because you are the center of your kinesphere, and your kinesphere moves with you. And if you lay down, it lays down with you. And if you walk forward, it walks forward with you. And you remain the center of your universe, which feels kind of empowering. I don't know, a little bit. But thinking about how this inner space can then connect to our outer space, to this like outside kinesphere space, and then how our kinesphere connects to general spaces, right? So we move through our lives and we get in cars and we go in houses and we go in buildings and we go in theaters, and all of these spaces affect us and affect how we move and how our bodies morph and change. I think about this is kind of a sad example, but I think about like a goldfish, like swimming around in like a round bowl, compared to if that goldfish swam around in like a rectangular tank, and how that must change their movement, right? like how we engage with the general space around us affects our inner space and affects our decisions. And I think it affects our movement eventually, right? If we, for example, like have a really teeny tiny bathroom, and that's how we get ready in the morning, is this little tiny, tiny bathroom, and we know how to move and shift and change, compared to like if you had a really big bathroom and you had to walk across the bathroom to get your toothbrush, that's a different patterning of movement. It's a different set of understanding connections to your movement. So, drawing some maybe connections for yourself between your inner moving space as it connects to your kinesphere and as it connects to the general space in which we live, and how you can really think about how you are embodying this lots of times subconsciously, but how you might embody it consciously, how you might choose to move in a space or choose to shift and change your kinesphere. Or maybe this will be our last thing for the holidays, how you might want to share your kinesphere with someone else. So that's an option, is that there's a shared kinesphere. I feel this when I'm like snuggling my son, is like we're so close that like we've become one in a way. So I think the little bubbles of kinesphere can sometimes bloop, like bubble together, or you could bubble together with a group, right? If you feel like you've got a really like great connection with a group of people. I see this a lot with students who really like get close over the years and they just have a sense of each other. I remember feeling it with the company I danced with, that we would literally be on the same beat because we were that close and our kinespheres were shared at that point. And you might think about who you want to share your kinesphere with, maybe offering it to someone who might need it, or even maybe like a relationship that's tense or something that you could offer to include their kinesphere in yours and vice versa. So, yeah, I think that's all I got for today. Just a couple of ideas around our space, our inner space and outer space, and I hope that this is fun for you to engage with and kind of play with a little bit. And have a wonderful holiday. I'm not sure when you'll be hearing this, but wish you well. Okay.